GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. GHRT's hotline to Howie, Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr on the PDQ Door telephone line. Yeah, lots going on in Washington, but Howie, we want your opinion on what happened with Boris and the vote for Brexit yesterday in Great Britain. Did you follow that coverage?
Yeah, I don't follow British politics too much, but every time there's an election, I put it on. It was on C-SPAN too last night, and the BBC coverage, and it was pretty amazing. Apparently, the Labour Party got really crushed in the Midlands in the north of England, which was always been Labour country. And the more I was hearing about it, all the pundits were on, and they were interviewing voters, and it sounded a lot like the upper Midwest, you know, the places that Donald Trump took, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and then a little further away, Pennsylvania. And the voters were all saying, you know, we hated Corbyn. You know, he was totally out of touch. He was a far leftist. They didn't like him. He was a total anti-Semite. And they said they didn't believe his free stuff, platform. They knew it was nonsense. And I was thinking to myself, this could be an omen, you know, and all these people that had always voted Labour were being interviewed, and they said they just couldn't take it, and that they might go back to Labour if they nominated somebody who was sane, and it just seemed like a lot of the same things that the Democrats are saying privately in all these stories, that they're really worried about the left wing tilt of the party, and Boris Johnson. You know, they say Trump's got a lot of skeletons in his party. I take a look at one of the stories about all of his girlfriends he's got. He doesn't even know how many illegitimate children he's got. I mean, I read a story in the Daily Mail. They had pictures of all the girlfriends and women throwing him out of the house and locking him out of the house. And it's just the guy is a real reprobate in his personal life. But, I mean, he triumphed because Trump's platform was make America great again, and now it's keep America great. And Boris Johnson had a similar platform. He just said get Brexit done, and people were fed up. You know, the other thing that people in England, again, I'm not an expert, but just watching it for hours last night, I was fascinated. They kept saying they were tired of the nonsense of the last 3.5 years that Labour was just totally. Hamstringing the vote of the people to get out of Brexit. And I think that I certainly hear it every afternoon on my show, you know, people saying, what is with these Democrats? They can't accept the results of the election. And I think a lot of Brits felt that way about Brexit, which not so coincidentally was also passed in 2016, just a few months before Trump was elected president. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, I read a few of the British papers online occasionally, usually not for their politics, but by the way, his partner's name is Carrie Symons. That's his current squeeze.
A partner de jure, you know.
The headlines of British papers are really much better than the headlines in American newspapers as a rule. The Daily Mail had him on a victory march. There was another one. Tories.
Stonking landslide. I never heard that word stonking before. I think
stonking?
It means a big landslide. Stonking. S-T-O-N-K-I-N-G. Never saw the word until yesterday afternoon.
Tories storm the north. I like that one. Here's another one. The Red Wall falls.
I guess this was the worst beating Labour got since 1935.
Yeah, it was a bad beating.
That's a long time ago.
That was a bad beating.
So what, before we run out of time, because we want to get to HowieCarrShow.com, we want to get your thoughts on the abrupt gaveling last night at 10 o'clock. That was stormy last night. And we're not going to vote on articles of impeachment. They put it off until this morning, Howie.
I think this is a lot like I said yesterday on my show. I think the way that this is the Democrats are stumbling through this, it's like the last game of a 162-game baseball season when both teams playing are 20, 30 games out of the playoffs, you know? I mean, they know they've lost. They just want to get out of town. I mean, this is a disaster for the Democrats. I mean, again, I think they've just angered people with this, just like the Brits are angry about the way Brexit has been delayed. This is ridiculous. They've totally degraded the idea of impeachment. I mean, impeachment is it's in the Constitution for a reason, for high crimes and misdemeanors. It's not there because you lost an election and you're having a fit of pique. And it's pretty clear that's exactly what's going on. And they're totally ignoring the revelation of the biggest scandal in American political history, which is the FBI was turned into a secret police force by the Obama administration to spy and intimidate and terrorize Americans. It's an amazing story, and they're trying to whistle by the graveyard on that one too.
Yeah, they wanted to be on TV today. There was no question why that gavel came down last night. That was a simple one to figure out. Midnight was not when they wanted it. They wanted it 10:30. The short side in this, to me, is if and when it goes to the Senate, the shoe's on the other foot. The gavel goes to somebody
else.
Well,
I guess the question is, do they want a lengthy trial? Do they not want one? I mean, Trump wants a lengthy trial so that they can drag out all this stuff. Now it turns out today that Hunter Biden first got arrested for drug possession in 1988 when his father was pushing to lock up other drug offenders. I mean, it's just going to get worse, and Biden can't answer any of these questions. I mean, he just complies. You know, he's not smart enough to answer it on his best day, and you know, he's like 80 years old now, and they want to humiliate the guy, but I just soon get it over with. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's no point to it. I mean, he didn't do anything. I mean, Obama was blowing up U.S. citizens with drones without any kind of due process. Why wasn't he impeached for that? And even if what they're saying about Trump was true, that he was holding back military aid. I mean, that was Obama's policy for 8 years, denying Ukraine military aid during an actual Russian invasion. So why are they so appalled by Trump allegedly returning to the policies of their hero?
Do we think that some of those facts and some of what aren't so favorable toward impeachment or censure or removal will actually come out when the Senate gets the gavel?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on what the mainstream media reports. I mean, this Inspector General's report was devastating, and they pretended that the FBI had been exonerated. I mean, the mainstream media is breathtakingly corrupt. You know, people have to pay attention. But I think the Democratic behavior is just so over the top and so irresponsible and cynical that people are getting the message just like they got the message yesterday in the United Kingdom.
Why don't we take you to HowieCarshow.com and find out if it's not too late what we might get someone for Christmas.
Oh, you got a few days left. We got 1999 packages involving books and T-shirts. The most popular one is a Proud to Be Deplorable T-shirt and a copy of What Really Happened, Donald Trump's favorite book about the campaign of 2016, which I wrote. He's tweeted about it three times. It's a $35 value, Proud to Be a Deplorable T-shirt, and the book, it's a $35 value for $19.99. We got other packages involving my organized crime books, my Dirty Rats T-shirt promoting the podcast, which is a really nice T-shirt. But just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Very affordable. You can get multiple gifts for your friends or family or yourself at all in one place. And again, we have limited supplies of the T-shirts, but we still have enough left for the weekend and the next few days. So get your shopping done now. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.